In 1917, when they broke ground for the first Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia, air travel was young and spaceflight still only a dream. It wasn't yet called NASA. Instead, it was NACA, which stood for National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics. And that's where Amy Van Kirk, who teaches dance at Radford University, started with her research. At the beginning,
we have access to all the NASA files and archives.
Van Kirk spent months going through decades of NASA history, then adding hours more with her own interviews of current and former employees.
Because what I wanted to do is represent not just the facts or the accomplishments of NASA Langley for the past 100 years, but what it was like to work there. What is it like to create these things, to invent these things, to get people to space, to have breakthrough advances in earth science technology.
And what she heard is that it's a lot like choreography. It requires inspiration. There's lots of trial and error and endless refinements.
These are very creative people. All of these people are talented in perhaps hard physics or engineering or math. But just as was referenced in the recent movie Hidden Figures, which was about mathematicians who worked at Langley, that you can do all the math and science you want, but unless you ask the right questions, no one's going to land on the moon.
You know what we're doing here? We're putting a human on top of a missile, shooting him into space, and it's never been done before.
Kevin Costner in Hidden Figures.
I need a mathematician that can look beyond the numbers. Math that doesn't yet exist. Before the Russians plant a flag on the damn moon.
Van Kirk talked with Hidden Figure Christine Darden, who'd done research on sonic boom minimization and hypersonic flight. She was on that team of black women who made it possible for the U.S. to win the space race in the 60s.
So the expanse alone of these accomplishments is really exciting. But then to hear the similarities in Christine Darden being so passionate about what she did then, you have to think creatively, and that's what we do as well.
Watching Amy and her team translate all the things that we did there at Langley into motion and into dance.
Leland Melvin is a former football player from Lynchburg, Virginia, who went on to study science at the University of Richmond and UVA and became an astronaut.
You could see them twirling their fingers like they were writing equations on a blackboard, or, you know, launching into space or launching into the atmosphere as they jumped and moved and pirouetted.
Melvin, who flew two Apollo missions, keynoted the centennial celebration of NASA.
Think about, you know, STEAM instead of STEM education, science, technology, engineering, the arts, and mathematics. And we have to make sure our kids know how to do math and science, but also have an appreciation for the arts and know how to do the arts so that they can be complete individuals. And what Amy and her team did to, you know, to bring that home was phenomenal.
The 10-minute dance is titled Remember the Future. Amy Van Kirk, choreographer, original music by David Roth, and motion graphics by Heather Walters. I'm Robbie Harris.
T-minus 10, 9, 8.